One ought to remain optimistic about the future, for living in despair is neither noble nor productive. Yet, Pakistan suffers from what I call a self-inflicted syndrome, lurching from one crisis to another, dogged by poor governance. Each crisis corrodes socio-political cohesion and economic gains, one step forward, two steps back. We identify as Punjabi, Sindhi, Pathan, Balochi or Bengali, and there is nothing inherently wrong with that. Mohajirs, meanwhile, sacrifice their ancestral homes for the dream of an Islamic utopia in Jinnah's Pakistan. No one wishes to be fully identified as Pakistani, yet. It echoes with secessionist slogans, Greater Balochistan, Pakhtunistan, Sindhudesh, while Bengal parted ways barely 3 decades into Pakistan's existence. Why? Because we never truly addressed the root causes of our troubles. Governments were sacked during actual or manufactured crises, conveniently attributed to political instability or inefficiency corruption, only to fade without remorse or genuine accountability. The same actors resurfaced, the system remained intact, and the spiral continued. To understand our afflictions, we must trace their rhizomes. Humans entered ancient India from Africa and dispersed in the coastal areas some 65,000 years ago, followed by Iranian hunter-gatherers/farmers who settled in coastal Balochistan around 9,000 years ago. If any group can claim to be true sons of the soil, it is the Brahui/Balochis, who hold a stronger historical claim than others in Pakistan today. The Indus Valley Civilization, 3300 BCE, was shaped in present-day Pakistan. Though relatively egalitarian, kinship-based stratification existed, yet systemic exploitation was not institutionalized. The arrival of Aryans, 1500 BCE, brought a caste-based Vedic Varna Jati system, codified by the Mauryan Empire, 322 to 185 BCE. It laid the foundation of what I term the ancient curse, a caste-engineered eternal contempt and poverty, which shaped the social fabric of this region. Islamic rule, 1206 to 1857 CE, mirrored ancient Hindu divisions, ashraf, elites, alf, commoners, and ertzal, low-caste converts relegated to sanitation, in Mughal-influenced areas, later laced with the British class system. Elsewhere, society operated in Punjab through Bairadari networks, in Bengal on linguistic and cultural lines, in NWFP and Balochistan through tribal structures, and in Sindh through Sufi traditions, tribal affiliations, dictated by the Wadro system. The Mughals, however, maintained an urban-ruler equilibrium. Zamindars, jagirdars and mansabdars without land ownership were constrained from building feudal fiefdoms. Peasants and commies were spared outright tyranny. Then came the British, 1600 to 1947, initially for trade but ultimately occupying Mughal India with extreme cruelty. They imposed extortive policies that led to deindustrialization, reducing India to impoverished agrarian laborers with minimal skills or capital.